469-5633.
Gets ready to head to Tucson, Arizona for memorial service in the wake of the shootings in Tucson. Toxic political conversation is coming under the microscope, and there's lots of finger pointing over what was it that led Jared Lee Loeffner to shoot and kill six people and wound 14 others. Tragically, out at a supermarket appearance of Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. There are all kinds of theories floating around. The internet is a beautiful place because it's wild and free to roam. Every cockamamie possibility is out there, my friends. You can find every conspiracy theory imaginable. Including something that I heard today, that he was programmed by the government. That he is just a government mole, if you will, but he won't even remember what happened. That may be one of the most ridiculous things I heard. Here's the bottom line. The gunman was mentally ill. He should have been in an institution or been treated somewhere. It sounds like he wasn't treated whatsoever. And why didn't he get that treatment? Maybe they could have worked on some of the problems that obviously he was having before he unleashed his weapon and that terror on the crowd outside of a Safeway in a sleepy little southern suburb in Arizona, in Tucson, Arizona. My name's Kate Delaney. This show is America Tonight. We're going to talk about a few other things in this hour as well. Believe it or not, we do have a champion crowned in the BCS National Title Bowl game. I invested way too much time in that. College football is slow moving. Slow moving. You could go on like 50 first dates by the time a college football game starts and ends, especially when it's the national title game, which, by the way, Auburn ended up beating the Oregon Ducks, and it was a field goal in the end that sealed the deal. There were moments where it was exciting, but I have to say, there were moments in this game that seemed to go on and on and on and on and on. And anyway, we'll let you hear some of that national title game, some of the highlights at the end of this hour. Also, Congressman, a former Congressman Tom DeLay was, in fact, sentenced to 3 years. How about that? In Texas. And this goes back to nothing, because somebody sent me a note, nothing connected to Jack Abramoff. In fact, it had to do with, money in Texas, money, a money scheme in Texas that he was linked to. So it was 3 years on a conspiracy charge. And I think people are pretty surprised that DeLay got that much. I mean, this is the former U.S. House minority, or majority leader rather, that had some power back in his day. So will he serve those 3 years? He's out on bail while he awaits the appeal decision. How about that? Specifically, what it was funneling corporate money to Texas candidates back in 2002. And I remember when this happened, when the story broke, I was living in New York. I was doing a show in New York, and the people, some people I knew in Texas that were covering this, and I had these conversations about DeLay. And I remember then that there were people that were gunning to take him out. And it looks like one of the most powerful men in U.S. politics, who, let's face it, was in the great gig in the House of Representatives, was taken out. I mean, he's taken out 3 years is incredible. I just would never have thought that he would have gotten that. Honestly, wow. 3 years. Whew. And he also sentenced him to 5 years in prison on the money laundering charge that was part of this deal, but allowed DeLay to actually except instead 10 years probation instead of more prison time. So now let's see what happens in this appeal process. So we're going to talk about that too. But here, right from the get-go, right off the top, let's jump back to the Arizona shooting. Here's what the president had to say as far as phone calls and prayers and just Gabby herself.
Gabby Giffords and others are still fighting to recover. Families are still absorbing the enormity of their losses. The main thing we're doing is to offer our thoughts and prayers to those who've been impacted, making sure that we're joining together and pulling together as a country. As President of the United States, but also as a father, obviously I'm spending a lot of time just thinking about the families and reaching out to them.
Here's what our doctor, Dr. Michael LaMole, had to say about what a miracle this has been.
I think she is a miracle just the way she presented to us. That whole last little bit of the conversation, saying how unique it was that she presented, was able to follow commands with this kind of severe injury, that in and of itself is a miracle. I've heard so much political diatribe. Is this conservative or liberal? Is this Tea Party or progressive? To me, this is sane versus insane, civilized versus barbaric. This guy is just beyond the pale, and that's all I can really think about him, because it doesn't make sense, and you can't make sense of such a senseless act.
Good for Dr. LaMole for jumping into the fray and saying, cut the crap with the conservative or with the liberal. It doesn't matter. That's not what it's about. The guy was a nut. And his words, beyond the pale, he was dead on, correct on that. Let's go to Rick in Illinois right from the get-go. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hey, thanks for hanging through. What do you say, buddy?
Did the Packers win?
You're such a smart aleck. Yeah, they dashed my hopes of an Eagles Super Bowl. The Eagles had a chance in the end, but an interception killed it. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted, and Seattle won too.
Yeah, Seattle, that was a thrilling Seattle finish. Wow.
Jets won.
Yeah.
Well, I guess what I got left is the Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Yep.
This thing happened in Tucson, you know, that's, you know, they can point fingers and all that stuff, but that guy that tackled him, you know, he was carrying a gun himself. That's why he went over and tackled him, because he, you know, hey, defend himself. So,
yeah.
All these people want to take away guns and all that and limit it and all that. You know, if he didn't have that gun, he probably wouldn't have ran over and tackled him, and he probably could kill a few more people. But he said he felt confident enough that, you know, he's carrying a gun himself, but he could defend himself, so.
Yeah. I mean, you know, even if you don't carry a gun yourself, it depends. And there's all, it depends on how you grew up, your point of view, your about guns in general. And I think also you have to look at the Constitution. I hate to throw that in there because so many people just throw that up as a blockade, but it's not a blockade to me. I think you don't want to have rights taken away. So you don't want to have that right taken away. I'm for responsible gun ownership, as responsible as it can be. There's always going to be some idiot that trips on the gun, does something with the gun, you know, gets a gun and does something horrific. Like anything else, it's never 100% foolproof no matter what you do. But I'm for really severe checks. I mean, really checking into the background of someone as much as is possible, certainly. But I don't think we should take that right away. I just don't. Thanks, Rick. Thanks for the phone call. Stay with us.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Span, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 10th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,367.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,402.91, $701.45 for a half ounce, or $350.73 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,402.91, $701.45, or $350.73.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Interesting, if we wanted to talk about the gun issue, you know, you listen to some of the folks on the Sunday Swirl, I call it the talking heads on the tube on all of the shows, whether it's, you know, Fox or CNN, NBC, ABC, whatever, just pick your poison. And on Fox, they had a roundtable of Senator Rand Paul, newly elected Republican from Kentucky, Chris Coons, newly elected Democrat from Delaware. And they talked about guns and will this reignite, basically, or make legislators rethink gun laws. And Coons said that he thought that pretty much you needed some responsibility in enforcing some of the existing gun laws that place whatever the barriers are for those who are mentally unstable to gun ownership and being able to get one so easily, or gun use. And that's a huge, huge challenge. And when Senator Paul was asked about it, he said, you know, Arizona is one of three states where you can carry a weapon without a permit. You look at what are the other ones, Alaska and Vermont, I believe are the other two. I think they talked about that. And one of the things that Paul said is what we've talked about here in America Tonight. Gabby Giffords herself was a gun owner and was somebody who was who protected or wanted to protect the Second Amendment. That was one of the things that she said every single time that she ran. She believed in that, and it's interesting how this has played out. And certainly, you know what, it's okay to have the debate, because you should be able to have a debate on anything and everything, let's face it, even if it gets us to the point where we're crazy with some of the rhetoric. But you look at some of the restrictions, and you look at some of the things that have come about since certain people were assassinated and things have happened in our history. And then you look at, again, with these gun control issues, you look to ultimately with the federal gun control debate at what damage would be done if we were to completely reverse it. What would happen in the land of milk and honey, where we sing kumbaya and it's all about love and peace, baby, if we got completely trashed guns, just got rid of them all, house to house, kicked in the doors, took away every bloody gun? I want every gun. We're going to search this place. We're going to tear open the floorboards. We're going to get every gun you have. What's that going to do? And you know what the bottom line is? You're going to have people that are going to be divided on this period constantly, no matter what. You're going to have people divided in states where they have liberal gun laws, and those where they have no gun laws, where it's so tight, where it's tighter than a drum, where basically you can't carry a gun or you'd be arrested. So you're not going to get 100% on this anyway. But the bottom line is, on the guns, if people want to get them, they're going to get them. And if people want to go after somebody, they're going to find another way to knock them off. There are other ways to go after people, whether it's through fire or knives or some other horrific thing I don't even want to dream up, but we certainly know that. So guns aren't the only thing that kill people. And in fact, people kill people. And this nut, Jared Loughner, was the killer. That's the deal. He was mentally unstable. There is no question. You looked at his writings, you heard what he had to say, some of the friends that were talked to, people that went to school with him. The evidence clearly is in that he was unbalanced. I don't think there's any doubt about that whatsoever. And obviously, he wanted everybody to know that he was going after her to try to kill her, to assassinate her. And those were the words that he used to try to assassinate her. So, you know, we're going to have more backlash over this Arizona tragedy than you can shake a stick at. And everybody's looking for their angle, their political piece of it. The debate on the shootings, the debate on guns and who's to blame. Somebody said today, that somebody I was listening to, because believe it or not, it's like Don says, oh, well, there is no liberal talk, but that's not true. There are progressive talk radio hosts that you can hear nationally in different parts of the country. And what I heard progressively or from the left is a lot of this can be placed on right-wing radio and on the doorstep of Rush Limbaugh, which, boy, he's got to love that power that he wields when people give him so much power that Rush Limbaugh can control what people think. I don't think so. And this kid, this 22-year-old kid, guarantee it, he was not listening to Rush Limbaugh. This is not politically motivated. He is just a twisted, sick guy. You know, one of his classmates said, and Mark and you kind of went off on a stream of this, but one of the classmates did describe him as a complete pothead, that he was a left-wing pothead, and it was all about crazy things that he would be talking about. He was talking about constantly about mind control. I'll tell you, if you want to see something scary, you look at the guy's mugshot. Go to my website, americatonight.net, and it's in there in the blog, or it's probably posted everywhere. So there's all kinds of angles to look at. But I don't think you bring back the fairness doctrine, and I don't think you go door to door and collect the guns. That's not going to change anything. 800-259-5791. You might agree or you might disagree. That's fine. Give me a call. Throw in your 2 cents. You know, this show, left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, we don't care. We invite all of you to comment. Let's go to Tom in Kansas. Hey, Tom. Tom, are you with us? I think Tom, did we lose you? We lost you, Tom. If you call back, I promise you, because you waited, I will give you a free pass. But as I was saying, I think the blame game, the blame game is out of control. I mean, just, that's not the way to go on this thing. It's not about left. It's not about right. It's not about any of that. In this case, squarely, it's about a guy who was not right. I think Tom's back. Hey, Tom.
Okay.
Hello.
See, what was I going to say? I kind of dozed off. The deeper in debt this country goes, the less money is available for things like mental illness.
Right.
That's the basically all I wanted to say about that.
You know, here's what I would say. Sadly, what kind of a life had this guy had if he was treated for whatever his illness was? You know, mental illness and the stigma of mental illness, that veil is starting to be lifted. And, you know, personally, I think that's a good thing, because if you can treat people who have, not to, even if, I'm not saying this deranged extreme where he goes flying off the handle and does whatever he does, but if somebody catches it and you start to work with someone who's paranoid or somebody who has crazy thoughts about whatever, that people are coming to get them and they're going to kill them, at the government's after them, or whatever it is, to whatever paranoid delusions, to whatever side of the spectrum, bipolar they deal with or whatever, I'll tell you, it's part now so much of healthcare. One of the things that's talked about, if you work for a company, is they've got lines and places where you can go, where you can call and be anonymous, so you can get help, so you can get treatment. And unfortunately, what was going on around this guy, the parents are saying they had no idea. So here we go again. Yes, he was 22, so he was a grown man, but he was living with his parents. And other people are saying in his younger years, you saw displays of the same thing. So nobody noticed him. He just, they didn't notice that something was not right with him. I don't understand.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. I think that I think that has to be, you know, this is something that's very disconcerting, and it's something that we keep seeing, where somebody who's incredibly mentally unstable, what do you hear afterwards? I knew it. I knew he was off the rails. I was worried he was going to come to the office and shoot us up. How many office shootings have we heard about where that's happened? How many school shootings has that happened, where the person was a loner, they were bullied, they didn't have any friends, they played video games, and that's all they did? Stay with us.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
That loves our labels. Everyone's trying to put a label on this whole thing. From the right wing did it, to he's a left wing pothead, to he was reading Mein Kampf and a million other things that influenced him. The bottom line is he's a murderer. He's a twisted, sick murderer who cut short the lives of a federal judge and a 9-year-old little girl who just by chance was there to meet the congresswoman because, geez, she was so interested in politics. How cool. She just got elected to her classroom city council and couldn't be more excited about it. Her school city council was in the third grade. Just unbelievable. Christina Green. And then one of the congresswoman's aides, 30 years old. You know what it's like to be an aide? Let's put it this way. I don't care what shoes you wear. You just burn holes through them. You're running around all over the place like a maniac. And he was engaged to get married. Well, his life is cut down. I mean, there are so many, I said this before, so many people affected by what Jared Loughner did. And there are many labels we could slap on this. But I hate to go down, and I hate to see us as a nation use this to rally around the fairness doctrine. Let's squeeze it out. Let's go back to that. And let's make sure we shut down free speech. And let's make sure we take all the guns away, because then there won't be any more Jared Lautners. That will never happen again in this country, right? If only. That's not the way it works, folks. Kate, here on America Tonight, coast to coast, all those spots in between, 800-259-5791. Let's go to Betty in Kentucky. Hey, Betty.
How are you, Kate?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I don't know hardly how to start. The shooter guy, he shot him. He's guilty, and he should pay the price. I don't really know for sure why he is the way he is. If he was born with some deficiency in his brain, or if society made him that way, or whatever. I really don't know. I don't know if I will ever find out, if it's really found out, if, you know, me, a citizen, if they'll ever come on and say, well, this is what we determined was wrong with this person and how he got to be that way and why he wasn't treated. I don't think any of those answers will ever come to me. But my concern is that I'm seeing, seems to me like, an increase in this type of thing here in the United States. Like it started, I guess, the major one, Columbine, but young people, doing bad things. So if it continues that way, then we may have to look forward to even worse things more often, these kinds of things. Whatever. And I'm wondering, is this happening all over the world, let's say in Denmark or Australia or Japan or Germany? Are there young people suddenly seemingly getting more violent, or is it just an American thing?
Right. Yeah,
is there
a disconnect? I didn't mean to interrupt you, but is there a disconnect with the youth? And they're being disillusioned or loners or feeling like they have to make a statement and they're willing to do some crazy, outrageous thing for whatever reason. Is it a symptom of society? And you know what I would say to that? Because we've got a terrific psychologist that comes on a bunch with us, Judith Barr, and she'd say, you know what she'd say, Betty, that a lot of what happens in your childhood. The tone is set there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, when children, 5-year-olds, they go to school. Mm-hmm. I would guess that even parents that aren't that involved, you know, in their children's education, for somehow they kind of say, to give the child an idea, oh, you're going to go to school and you're going to learn and you're going to be smart and all that. You know, that's what school's about, okay? Mm-hmm. I think all children, when they go to school, they have that little thing in their mind, like, oh, I'm supposed to go, and if I learn and do well, then that's good. But I think that when children go to school and they learn and do well, they get confused, because then they see if you learn and do well, it may not be the very best thing by all people in the school. I think there's a double message to children. You know, it is good to learn, but if you do, then you may not be the ones that are superior in the schools. So it's like a turnoff for children. So you've got really smart.
You have a good point. This isn't a racist thing, but I grew up in a neighborhood that had all kinds of, you know, I had all kinds of different people that I went to school with. And before that, I had gone to private school, and I had a black friend who told me, you know what, Kate, it doesn't matter what I do, because ultimately I'm going to get kicked back into more of the ghetto that I came from, and I'm not going to have those opportunities. So I'm not going to excel. I am smart. I'm going to do well in the areas I do well, but it doesn't matter if I excel in math and some of this other stuff, because I'm going to get kicked back. Because he had that attitude that doing too well wasn't going to make him cool when he went back home and he took the bus in a different direction.
Well, we as adults and, you know, I guess people that that are concerned about anybody's child. You know, that's somebody's child. I mean, he's a murderer, and he needs to pay. He needs to pay the ultimate price, even if he, let's just say he's mentally insane.
Right.
He still needs to be removed from society, because if he has a brain that's not working, and he's going to be a murderer, and if you let him go, he's going to murder again. I mean, how do you know? If somebody, I mean, something has to be done with people that we can't just let them go free and murder whenever they want to. I mean, we know that.
Well,
but
I know.
I would like to get to the root cause of the problem.
I agree.
And try to figure out what we're doing to our children. Who's
right.
doing it to our children?
Right.
Are we parents doing it? Are the educators doing it? Are the jocks doing it? I don't want to throw any blame anywhere, but we have to think about all of the ways that the schools have changed in the last 40 years. 40 years ago, what did children do at school? Now, what do they do at school? To
right.
see
what's
happening.
Right. What's the difference? You make some great points, Betty, and we're going to have the ATN head shrinker on, and we're going to talk about some of that. We have in the past, but we're going to do it again. Thanks for your call. Let's look back. Let's peel back the layers and find out what's going on, because it does stem from childhood. It does. Any psychologist worth their weight will tell you that. Got some good feedback here from chat and from email, where our pal Jack is saying youth violence is rampant in Australia. Also, we've got someone from the UK, Rockstar, saying, you know, the UK is saying that I'm from the UK, and Freddie is saying the UK is full of thugs. Luckily, we don't have handguns. And others chiming in to talk about the fact that there is youth violence outside of the United States, too, because Betty asked that question, what about in other countries? And saying that there is a definite, Freddie goes on in the UK to say that there is a definite crime problem with a terrible lack of justice in the courts that never reflects the actual crimes. And is there a disconnect with the youth? I think there is a disconnect with younger people, and a lot of it for different reasons, whether it's they're in the ghetto, single mothers, struggling, trying to do whatever they can to try to help those kids, but they're working ridiculous amounts of jobs, and the kid gets sucked into whatever is going on with the gangs in the ghetto for fear that they'll not be accepted. You know, there's all different roots that we could look to here. Then there's the kids in the wealthy areas who feel like they're ignored by their parents, and they're doing meth and black tar heroin and whatever, and they are lost somehow in the mix because their parents are working crazy hours and to try to support the lifestyle of the giant mansion they have and all the opportunities they think the kids need that they want to afford them for the so-called better colleges. But you know what kids want? And this is from someone who's not a parent yet, but I can see this even in my own nephews. They want time. They don't give a crap about the stuff that you buy them, ultimately, I don't think. It's about the time that you spend with them. That's the key. All right, let's go to Lewis in Texas. Hey, Lewis.
I'm going to be surprised if we don't find out that this shooter, Lochner, was strung out on some kind of psychotropics or some kind of pharmaceuticals. You know, the Columbine and the Virginia State murders, those guys were all messed up on psychotropics like Xanax and stuff like that. And, you know, it's like, I think as long as we're, you know, raising kids on Ritalin and feeding them all these drugs and sugar and not paying attention to what they're eating and the nutritional values, I mean, you know, it's an ever-increasing population in society. You're going to have more and more of these, you know, crazy situations turn up. And I just, you know, like I said, I'm going to be shocked if I find out this guy wasn't on some kind of drugs.
Yeah, well said. Lewis, I agree with you. Thanks for the call. Call us again. I think that there is something to that. You know, the one classmate saying pot, but I don't think it was marijuana. I think it was other things. And he also goes further and talks about the point of all the drugs that are dished out to kids just to make them deal when they're at very young ages in school. I don't agree with all that either. Stay with us. We're going to lighten the load a little bit here on the flip side.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
I like to see you work right across the floor. I like to do it till you call for more.
I like time for a little sports shorts here on America Tonight. I know it's a wild turn we're making, but trust me, we're going to be talking about this tragedy in Arizona for weeks to come and looking at all different angles and finding out more information as we move through this. The national title on the line, boy, Ducks fans have to be disappointed. You know, where you go to the highest of highs, and for how long has this game been brewing and all the conversation and trash talking and excitement over who's going to win? It's been going on for like 30 days. But in the end, it's Auburn that ends up winning. Here's how it all went down.
He takes the snap, gives it to Dyer. The freshman back runs for 6 to the 46. He was tackled by Eddie Pleasant. No, he wasn't. He's still on his feet at the 40. 35, 30, down the sideline to the 23. He was pulled down on top of Pleasant. Everybody stopped except for Dyer, who got back up. What a huge, aware run by Dyer to get the first down.
Byram waits for the snap in the place. There it is. The kick is up. The kick is good. Auburn wins. 22-19.
Wow. I think I would have lost my voice if that was the call. But, yeah, Auburn won it, and this has been a very long time coming. It's it's interesting. There were some ties to this game that I found out as not during the game, but I found out leading up to the game. So Auburn wins 22-19, and it is one of those moments. It's, you know, you remember who wins the championship, but you remember who challenged them. I always say that, like, as you go along in history, and I'm a huge sports fan, so there's moments that I can recall that maybe some of you can recall, but sometimes you forget as you go through, you forget, oh yeah, who did they, remember so-and-so won and then got to the title game and then here's what happened. You start to lose some of that. So forever, Auburn is now etched into history with this huge win, to say the least, and the setup of it was amazing. Oregon's offense was basically shut down, so I wasn't surprised that Auburn won this. I thought all along they were going to win. I'm surprised that it even came down to those waning moments. This Nick Fairley was incredible for really the entire night. I don't know how many people he got to, but he got to a lot of people, let's just say that. He was a monster, to say the least, on the field and made an incredible difference. And time after time after time, he was able to shut them down. And for most of the night, that's what you saw coming off of the line. Now, some of what's, I think what's interesting is that, of course, at the end of the game, everybody goes crazy and you can see in the crowd, because the crowd was 60 or maybe 65, 70, I don't know, percent Tiger fans, was more red than anything. And you realize that Casey Matthews, who was the son of Clay, is actually knocked the ball from Newton's hands, Cam Newton's hands, while he was trying to ice that 19-11 lead. But in the end, it's still that cat, Nick Fairley, who came up so big in the game. I mean, to me, he was so much the difference maker. It wasn't that Newton was terrible, of course. He's the Heisman-winning controversial quarterback for Auburn. But really, there were other stars in this game that made a difference. And the Ducks, when they had the chance, they were not able to capitalize. How many times were they shut down by this almost 300-pound defensive tackle? He had the Ducks moving backwards almost every single time I looked up. And like I said, Newton is a big game player. There's no doubt about it. And he helped Auburn, you know, seal the deal. And so now, if you wanted to keep score on this, Newton's moves, he's won the national title 1, 2, 3 straight years, because in 2008, he was a backup to Tim Tebow at Florida. How about that? Yeah. And if he goes pro, which I think he will, because it's been a wild stay for him at Auburn. And in case you don't know the story, there was an NCAA investigation into his recruitment by Mississippi State. Supposedly, his father was soliciting money from the Bulldogs, $180,000 or whatever it is. And that all got shoved in the background. And I think at this point, he'll just move forward and go into the draft, and that'll be the end of that. Matt, I know you were watching this game as well. It was actually a pretty boring game because, to me, the Ducks couldn't step up when they had the chance to step up. And as I said, you know, you looked at Nick Fairley especially, and he just had them going backwards. And they kept, to me, it seemed like they kept trying to do the same thing on the line of scrimmage, and it just wasn't working for them. And every time they had a chance to score, they were just completely shut down.
Yeah, it was kind of a, I don't know, it was a defensive battle, definitely the first half, and it was rather boring for a little bit, I'm not going to lie. And college games in general take way too long, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And they have way too long of a halftime break as well, so It drags on for sure, but the end was definitely entertaining. I thought Oregon botched it a little bit by going for it on fourth and goal. I think it was their second to last possession, and rather than kicking the field goal and trying to stop them. Because if they do that, then when they get the ball the second time, they have a go-ahead touchdown rather than tying the game. And,
yeah,
you know, I don't know. You still know how it ends up, but they kind of kicked themselves, I think, a little bit there. And definitely that play, the one that Mike Tirico had the call on, where the running back, he was inches away from being down but ended up laying on top of another Oregon player and got up and ran the ball another 40 yards and got them into the field goal position to win the game. It was a lucky break, but it happens, you know.
It happens, and then that's the end of the game. Yeah, I mean, that was the big play. What's funny is you look at the odds, and the odds makers had 74 points with these teams, and boy, it was nowhere near that. And I think that some gamblers might have taken the over in this. If they were smart, they took the under, and then they were okay. But it was, as Matt described it, defensive, 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 certainly in the first half. And in the end, all that matters is Auburn wins this thing, you know, period, end of story. All right, I'm going to scatter shoot a little bit on a couple of quick sports stories for you. And here's a big one. I love trash talking. When sexy Rex Ryan gets involved, what is he thinking? And he's saying it's personal between the Jets and the Patriots, and that's going to be one of the showdowns this weekend. And of course, why is it a personal? First of all, look at what the Patriots did the last time around to the Jets. They ate their lunch. It was humiliating. It looked like a varsity team was playing with a peewee team. So last week, Ryan said that playing against Peyton Manning was personal, right? Then they go to the divisional round in the playoffs, and he's turning it toward the coach, Belichick. And he said, he was quoted in the paper as saying, this is about Bill Belichick versus Rex Ryan. It's personal. It's about him against myself. That's what it's going to come down to. And he says, I recognize that I'm never going to be a better coach than him. My job is to be a better coach to him, a better coach than him this week. What happened was Belichick responded ultimately to Ryan's comments and said, some funny things. He said, I might have a little quickness on him, but he's probably got more strength and power on me. And he kind of made some jokes about it. But let's hope we have a game here. Let's hope that the Jets make it interesting. It was Nick Folk who was the stud the last time around that sent the Jets into this situation where now they're taking on the Patriots. But I'll tell you, it's like someone asked me the other day, if I had to lay it all on the line, who do I think wins the Super Bowl? And I find it tough to go against Tom Brady and the Patriots. I find it very tough to go in that direction. You might not agree. And guess what? You can hit me up on the internet. Go to that email thing, americatonight.net.
I've got a really bad hangover, so if you aren't willing to have a sensible conversation, I'm just going to shut the curtains.